You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024. You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
Hi, I'm Kristen McGlory, lifelong genius hunter. For a decade, I've been unearthing the recipes that have changed the way we cook. Now on the Genius Recipe Tapes, we go behind the scenes with the geniuses themselves. This week, coconut yogurt pioneer and founder of Anita's Yogurt, Anita Shepherd, walks us through making a strawberry rose smoothie from Diana Yen. I hope you love it.
Hi, I'm Anita Shepherd from Anita's Yogurt, and I'm guest hosting Genius Recipes today while Kristen is away on sabbatical. And today I'm going to show you a delightful smoothie that is as beautiful as it is delicious. This recipe came about when I was paired up with Diana Yen of A La Carte Studio, who does food styling, prop styling, recipe development. And we were teamed up to make a snack for the Cherry Bomb Jubilee a few years ago. And Diana wanted to do something that was really playful and really colorful, but just really simple. And I love this recipe because the ingredients are very pared down. It's yogurt, strawberries, and rose water. But the flavors are very springy and fresh. And it just is such a beautiful finished product that looks like it's complicated, but it actually doesn't have that many ingredients. This isn't just any smoothie, this is a layered smoothie. So we're gonna start with one of the layers, which is the chia layer, and we're gonna start by adding a cup of yogurt and a cup of coconut water, the agave, rose water, a half teaspoon of vanilla, and the chia seeds. And then you just whisk it together. This recipe came to be from the Cherry Bomb Jubilee a few years ago. I got paired up with Diana Yen of A La Carte Studio, and Diana wanted to create a recipe with my yogurt that really was like a showstopper, something that everyone would want to take pictures of. And it worked because it became the most Instagrammed item from the event that year. And I love this recipe because it looks like something that was very complicated to put together, but the ingredients are very pared down and very simple. And the rose water and the strawberries come together, and it's just a very fresh, springy flavor. Now that this is all whisked together, we're gonna stick it in the fridge to chill for at least 1 hour. While our chia layer is in the fridge chilling, we're gonna make our next layer, which is a very simple strawberry puree. You're just gonna add the strawberries right to your blender. Our strawberries are pureed. It's a beautiful bright color and has such a fresh, springy smell, and we're just gonna transfer it to a cup. Now we're gonna make the last layer, which to me is the yummiest layer, because in this three-layered smoothie, there are two layers that share yogurt as an ingredient, and there are two layers that share strawberries as an ingredient. And this is the layer where the strawberries and the yogurt get to come together, and it's just so good. For the strawberry smoothie layer, we're gonna start with a cup of yogurt. You don't have to wash the blender in between. You can make this with the residue from the strawberry layer in there. And to that, we're gonna add a cup of frozen strawberries, 2 tablespoons of agave, and 1/4 cup of ice. Now we just blend it together until smooth. Now it's time for the fun part. We're gonna layer all three of these together in the glass, and it's going to look so beautiful. And the first step we're gonna do before we add any of the liquids is we're gonna decorate the glass with these beautiful strawberry hearts that Diana told me how to make. You just cut a V in the top of a strawberry, and then when you slice it, it comes out in these beautiful heart shapes. And then we're just gonna dip them in a little bit of agave and press them to the side of the glass. And you wanna kind of press them a little bit hard so they kind of suction to the side of the glass. And that's gonna be a little decorative element to add some beauty to our layered smoothie. I like to do three slices around the side. You can do more if you want. You can also cut the strawberry into different shapes if you'd like. So the first layer we're gonna put in the glass is the strawberry puree. I'll put two or three spoonfuls in the bottom, and the other layers are gonna kind of push down on it. So I would add less than you think you need because it'll kind of get smushed up around the sides. And the next layer will be the chia layer. And just to get this looking really nice, I like to use a spoon to add each layer so I can really control how it looks and keep the layers nice and neat. All right, now we're ready to add the last layer, the strawberry smoothie. I think it's very appropriate that we put strawberry hearts on this because it is a labor of love. All right, and that is Diana Yen's Strawberry Rose Layered Smoothie. Look how beautiful this is, and I guarantee you it is just as delicious as it is breathtaking. Just really playful, something to celebrate with your friends. And we're gonna add one last flourish, some beautiful coconut flakes sprinkled right on top. It's gonna give us a nice little texture, a little crunch. I actually made these last night for myself and my daughter Ramona, and she ended up dicing up some cantaloupe and sprinkling that on top. So feel free to riff on this recipe in whatever way works for you. Now it's time to taste our beautiful smoothie. And for me, the only way to do this is with a straw, because then you get to kind of control which layer you're tasting. I just love it because it's so light and so fresh tasting. You know, you've got the yogurt and the strawberries together. They go together so well, and it's not too sweet. It's such a good smoothie. It's probably the best smoothie you're ever gonna have because you're getting a little bit of each layer. And with these hearts, you know, you wanna make it for someone you love, someone you care about. Diana and I think made hundreds of these at the Jubilee in little mini tumbler cups, and they were gone within minutes, like hundreds of little layered smoothies in like 4 minutes, just gone. And we had so much fun making them for everyone. And I just loved the response of everyone taking pictures, posing with their smoothies. So it's something really fun to make for your family or friends to show them how much you love them.
Thanks for listening. And many thanks to Anita Shepherd for walking us through Diana Yen's Strawberry Rose Smoothie. This week's episode was put together by Amy Schuster, Harry Sultan, Paul Schuler, and Emily Hanhan. If you have a favorite time-saving cooking technique, maybe a genius boiling recipe, I would love to hear about it at genius@food52.com or just tag me on Instagram at McGlorious. And if you like the Genius Recipe Tapes and the Food 52 Podcast Network, the very best thing that you can do to support us and to help other people find the show is to take a moment to leave us a 5-star rating or review, or send this episode to someone who would appreciate a quicker path to a good pile of homemade croutons. Thanks so much. Talk to you next week.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.